We just finished a long segment on camera/photography talk, and joining us now on the ticket hotline is a camera/photography expert, Hannibal Shutterman. Good morning, Mr. Shutterman. How are you?
Good morning to you guys. It's great to be on your program.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. We thought we'd get an expert on to just kind of help us talk through cameras and photography. And
interrupt you there, Craig?
Yes.
If I could. You mentioned my name, Hannibal Shutterman. That is my official name, but I'm more commonly known as my professional name, which is the Twizzlaxkinator.
I'm sorry?
Twizzlaxkinator. That's kind of my nickname because a lot of people have trouble pronouncing Hannibal Shutterman.
I don't know if that's any better, but okay. It's great to have you on with us.
Thank you so much. Yes, as Craig mentioned earlier in the program, I'm a portrait artist, a news photographer, and a media cross-pollinator.
Don't recall mentioning that. But do you have a camera of choice or any tips you can give us?
Craig, I have a lot of cameras of choices, and I understand that you're getting interested in that, and we always love to see young men like you get interested in photography. I not only teach courses, but I'm also a professional photography coach. So if you're looking for a photography coach, I'm your man.
I've never heard of photography coach before.
Which one is that?
That's George.
Oh, yes, George. I have to admit, I don't listen to your program so much, but a lot of my family members enjoy the ticket. And matter of fact, my mother is actually a big, what do you call them, P1s?
Yes.
My mother's a big P1, and she loves Craig, but George, my mama don't like you, and she is a big P1.
Thanks for working that phrase in.
Craig, a lot of photography coaches will tell you to get a digital single lens reflex. You may have heard the term, but I don't say that. What you need to do is get yourself a good old Kodak 110 camera, shove that up your ass, and don't take any pictures for about 3 years. Just look at the world.
That doesn't sound like good coaching there.
And so for the first 3 years of your tutorials, Craig, you won't take any pictures at all.
Interesting.
Yeah, it'll mainly just be putting you through massive physical training.
Okay.
A lot of bench presses, a lot of long walks through the woods with me talking about theory of photography.
Wow.
And then once I do give you your camera, I will require you to photograph in the nude. This is you as the photographer will be nude while you're taking pictures.
Well, what purpose does that serve?
It teaches you humility. Now, you will get chased out of a lot of crime scenes.
Showing up like that, yeah.
Showing up, yeah, doing news photography nude. But most of the Dallas Morning News photographers did 3 or 4 years completely nude.
Wow, I never knew. There's so much more to photography than I ever knew.
Craig, there's a lot to photography that you don't know. And believe me, you can take my word for it. I'm probably, and I'm not bragging, I'm just probably one of the greatest photographers that ever lived.
Wow, really?
Man.
Yeah, I've shot most of the famous people that have ever lived. Gandhi, Marlon Brando, Pol Pot.
Wow, really?
Official portrait for Stalin. Cole Beasley last week. Matter of fact, I do a lot with the sports team franchises organizations here in town.
That's great.
Yeah, I've been the official Jones family photographer for 15 years.
That's pretty good.
And a lot of people could do the kind of standard portraitures that I do for the Jones family, but Jerry just really likes the way I crop out Jerry Jr. The way I do it, he likes it best.
Keeps you around for that, huh?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I have a great photo hanging in. You guys probably heard of the Cowboys. I have a great photo hanging in the Dream Cafe right now of Tony Romo's hands. You know, sometimes hands can be so expressive. And there's a great photo of his hands. You can go see that in the Dream Cafe. It's called No Rings.
Oh, man. And,
really says it all, doesn't it?
Taking a shot of Tony Romo like that.
I actually did the Christmas card portrait of Dez and Dallas Bryant this past year.
You did?
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. They had their little Christmas cards. There's Dallas wearing a little tuxedo. I got severely injured in that photo shoot when that monkey went wild. I mean, he jumped up on me, and Dallas tore off my hair.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah, it was bad. And, you know, being nude the way I was, he also grabbed my junk.
Oh, gosh.
Very dangerous.
And I even photographed Norm's surgery for the Morning News, but they killed that story.
Oh, really?
Why is that?
Yeah, I think Norm called the higher-ups and got it pulled. Well, because I discovered some things during the photo shoot. First of all, I've never known a knee replacement to add 3 inches of girth to a penis. And,
Norm's surgery
did that.
He did not do that.
Which one is that one talking
about?
That's
right now? George again.
Oh, yeah, you're the unnecessary one, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, now, come on.
Hey.
What are y'all letting him ask a question now? Is that what you're doing, Craig?
Well,
he's asking questions.
A co-host.
Oh, okay, yeah, George. You're so genius, aren't you, George? Yeah, you're Mr. Radio Man.
I don't know about that. No.
Why is he turned on you?
I don't know.
Yeah, why don't you come on down to my photography studio, and I'll put a boot up your ass the size of a Hasselblad.
All right.
God.
What's your address? I'll be right there after the show.
My address is 3 Photography Street. Look me up.
All right, we'll see you. That's Mr. Shutterman. What was his first name?
Hannibal.
Hannibal Shutterman.